Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Traveling Radio Show. This is Dr. Ann Williamson and
Joyce White.
And we're here to help you to know more about the power of traveling. The power of traveling is an internet radio program about the many facets of traveling. Each show will provide an overview of the travel industry. This show will take you to places you have not been before with the voices of travel agents. And Joyce and I are your travel agents. So, Joyce, what's the name of your travel company?
It is Joyce White Travel Agency.
And how can they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me and through by email. They can email me at info@joycewhitetravelagency.com, or they can call me at 602-304-1040. And also they can always reach me at the power of traveling at gmail.com.
Okay. The Power of Traveling at gmail.com. If you have any questions or concerns that you would like to address, just email it and we will answer them and get back with you. And the name of my company is My Joyous Travels at myjoyoustravels.com. And again, you can get in touch with me through the Power of Traveling at gmail.com. Today, we are continuing the theme from June where we were talking about back to the basics of traveling. And we are going to, there are so many basics, Joyce, that we just could not cover it all in 1 month. And hopefully we can cover a whole lot more of the basics in July. And if not, we'll just extend it out another month until we do cover it. So today we're going to look at the basis of tipping while you're traveling. Tipping. And I know people say, well, you know, I just tip on out of the restaurant when I'm traveling. Yeah, my mother was a beautician, and she said that some of the ladies would not tip her. They would say, well, I'm just going to tip on out the door. So some of us, when we're traveling, we just tip on out the door or don't even think about the traveling when we tipping while we are traveling. So, Joyce, how much do you usually tip when you are traveling?
Normally when I'm traveling, depending on the circumstances, for instance, I can't lift a lot of heavy stuff, and neither can my husband, so we would tip the porters that will help us with the luggage. That's, you know, from $5 to $10, depending on how far we are going. In a restaurant, you know, it's $3 to $5, depending on how the service was. Because I know those people are working for a living, and those tips are probably more than they're getting on a regular scale of pay. So it's really good, and you get good service when you tip them.
You know, you are so absolutely correct, and we are going to get into that. So, listeners, if you can answer today's question, how much do you tip? You will get a little surprise gift for the first caller today at 516-418-5740. 516-418, the first caller, 8740, will get a little gift. So if you will please call in and dial in, and don't be afraid to answer the question, how much do you tip when you are traveling? So it's very interesting, and just so happened I was watching Sunday morning on CBS this past week, and they had a little segment on tipping, and I was we were going to talk about tipping anyway this week. It was interesting to hear a little bit about the background of tipping, where the word tip, some of the original meaning of tip. And I also want to give shout out to a listener who suggested, you know, and why don't you talk about tipping when people go on vacations or while they're traveling? Because some of the people that they don't normal tip, they don't tip and they forget about it. And so we're going to go down a quick list of people who we should account for in our tipping while we are traveling. Remember last week we talked about making a budget last week, Joyce. You remember we were talking about that when we were talking about how much money we should carry when we are on when we're traveling, going on vacation to another country or somewhere like that. And we did mention gratuities and tipping. So we're going to go just a little bit more in depth about how much money we should maybe account for when we do go on vacation, about the people who help service us when we're on our vacations to help make our vacations a more enjoyable experience. So what I did find, that tip, T-I-P, tip, means, it comes from a word, really a phrase that means to, what does it mean? It means that to time in promptness, excuse me, time and promptness, meaning that you want to ensure promptness. That means you want the service not to be lagging, not to be slow, but right on time. T, two, I, ensure, P, promptness. And when I heard that last week, I said, now I've lived all these many years, and I had never heard that before. To ensure promptness. I thought the tip was just because you did good service. But it also means if I give you a tip, and usually we give them a tip after the service has been already executed, it might motivate the person to be more prompt or even do better the next time when they serve somebody else. So we're going to talk about that. So let's talk about what you just said when you are at an airport. I've always heard that if you are going through the airport and or at the hotel, each person that touches your luggage, you should give them something.
So that's true. I kind of agree with that because you do have several porters, you know, and several people that are assisting you. So, I mean, you should put in your budget the tipping part. They should have that in a budget so they can help the person that's doing a good job for them.
Okay. So, for instance, you are at the hotel, and you're at maybe a five-star hotel, or you are at a four-star hotel where they have a bellman standing out front, and you do not have a rental car, or you have a car, and or you don't have a car, and you are using a taxi. And if they're hailing the taxi, how much money do you think that person should be tipped, or do you think that person should be tipped?
I feel if they are hailing for you to keep you from whistling or whatever you may do, raising your dress tail, trying to get your leg out there.
No, you did go there. Okay, knowing you, yeah, you did go there, and yes, you would do that. Okay, go ahead. So how much?
I would definitely give him maybe a $5 or $10 and thanking him, you know, appreciating him to step out there and help me. I feel that would be appropriate.
Well, you know what? I will be your doorman. If you're going to
give me $5 every time. I'll hell tab for you right now for you. But you are, that's pretty good, Joyce. You a big spender.
Well, I know being a waitress in my lifetime and, you know, helping other people with food and different things, that money, you know, those people need that money. That's their job.
Yes.
And I know they're not making a lot of money. They're not making a whole lot of money doing that. So the tips, you know, help buying baby food or diapers or whatever, you
yes.
know.
So
you know, you're not really losing anything because you're getting good service. And I don't mind paying for good service.
So good service. So she over-tipped them. Why? Because her expectations are for good service from that person. And you know, if they look in their hand and they see a $5 bill or a $10 bill, they going to jump all over the place and say, okay, Miss
exactly.
Joyce, we are going to get the best cab around here.
Mm-hmm.
But the going
they
rate
get the
is
cab, they open the door for you, they put your luggage in. I mean, come on, $5 is not a whole lot of money, you know, for them doing all of that for you.
Well, you know what? Some people don't tip at all. And so even if you don't have the $5 or even if you don't have the $10 like Joyce,
mm-hmm.
if you have a dollar, just give them
something
to your appreciation. Gratuity
yes.
and gratitude go hand in hand. So
Absolutely.
Make sure that you give your doorman a dollar for hailing the cab, or even the valet people, give them something. You know, even though it says there's no charge, give them something for bringing up your car from the garage if you are
mm-hmm.
doing valet parking. And
mm-hmm.
also back to something that you said earlier about the porter or the bellman. And if they touch your luggage and they're bringing it up to your room, the going rate is, and this is the bottom rate, you can tip as high as you want to. Make sure you give them a dollar per bag. Even
mm-hmm.
if it's a small bag, make sure you have a count and say, okay, I got 10 bags here. That's 10. Don't be, you know you cannot carry all them 10 bags to your room
exactly.
by yourself. You know,
right.
and don't even pretend like you're going to go get the cart and roll it up to your room, okay? You want
yeah.
an enjoyable experience, okay? So make
Absolutely.
Sure you have a dollar per bag, okay? A dollar. Now, what other things? Okay, so still on the lines of when you get to the hotel, make sure that you tip the cab driver, the limousine driver. You know, sometimes I do have an issue with tipping some cab drivers, and I'll tell you what, and you all can get back on me, beat me up if you wish.
Send her email, guys.
Send me some email. Tell them now, and you know you're wrong on this one. Well, I'm going to tell you, I have an issue. Well, and this is what my issue is, and it's in Las Vegas. I took the cab from the airport to the hotel. Less than 5 minutes away, okay? No, I could not have walked there, but what I know now, I didn't know what I know now, but
mm-hmm.
the man, to me, you know, every block, they charge you 20 cents in Las Vegas cab drivers. 20, okay, yeah, I'm 20 cents per block to get to where you're
Have
going.
You been in a cab here in Arizona?
Yes, I have. And
mm-hmm.
it's not that not as expensive as that. And so by the time I got to my hotel, 5 minutes away, the bill was like $15. And it was like,
mm-hmm.
how did it get up to that? You know, and it's like, they put on all of these different surcharges to...
Well, first off, you sat in the cab. That was a charge right there also.
Is that right? You mean to say just sitting
yes,
in the cab?
just sitting in the cab. Yes, ma'am. That's why I ask you, have you been in the cab here in Arizona? Because just to sit in the cab, and they're $250 and up.
Well,
and I'm talking discount cab.
Well, okay. All right. Y'all did not hear that, okay? We're not mentioning any names of any cabs around here, so we won't get into any trouble here. And so you did not hear anything she just said. So anyway, no names. So anyway, if you need to tip them, make sure you give them the going rate is 10. If they gave you exceptional service, then go ahead and tip them 10 to 15% of the total fare. So you might leave, you know, a 10 to a 20 for them and say keep the change or, you know. I think it might be insulting if you gave them a nickel change, you know, whatever. You know, just consider the service that you are getting from that particular ride. You know, it's just amazing. Again, when you get to the hotel, the bellman taking your luggage, $1 to $2 per bag. Now, there is one person that most people forget to tip when they're at the hotel. So, Joyce, do you know who that person is that they most people may forget to tip?
I certainly do. I used to be one of them, the maid.
The maid. Oh, my gosh. So tell me about that. Tell me about it.
Well, I have worked in many hotels, and it's a back-breaking job, and those people really do work. They're not standing around. They have so many rooms per day, they have to get through with. It's like a quota. And if they're not through with them, they're not considering doing their jobs. And, I mean, they can't leave. Like, when they're cleaning the rooms and the bathrooms and stuff, they have to get on their knees and get – this is what I did, on your knees and cleaning all around the stalls just like you would at home. And you are bending all day long. So those people, whether male or female, they need to be tipped. Because they are working really, really good. When you go into a 4 or 5-star hotel and you see there's no hair in the sink, you better be great. You better be grateful. Because most of them, you go on 3 and below, there's hair left in the sink, on the floor, and everywhere, and on the pillowcases and everywhere.
Oh,
so
my
this is the experience
goodness.
That I have been through in hotels, working in them and also visiting them.
So, Joyce, from your experience as for working in the hotel industry as a maid or care, you know, a rooms keeper or whatever, what would you suggest our listening audience to leave, and how should they leave it? Should they leave something every day for the maid or what? What do you think?
No, I wouldn't leave anything every day. It depends on your stay. Like if you're staying for a week, leave them something. When you pay your bill, add something on there so you can be they can be appreciated. If you're staying a day, or 2-3 days or something, you're going to see that maid coming in there asking you for towels and stuff. You can tip her then, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, how much should they tip?
Well, that depends on the service. If they're getting good service, I would say at least 15, 20% gratuity onto the bill added would be sufficient, you know. If they are, well, if they don't have good service, they need to complain. So, you know, they're not getting. But if you got a good maid that's coming, checking your towels, making sure your sheets and stuff is up to par, you got candy and roses and stuff on your pillows and bed and stuff, you know, yeah, show your appreciation. A $20 tip to surprise her is not too much, in my opinion.
All right. And the reason why I asked, should you tip the maid every day is because some hotels rotate their maids you do not have the same maid every day if you're going to be there for 5 or 6 days in a row.
Exactly.
So what do you do in that case if they're doing the rotation of the maids? Should you then leave something every day for that for the maid?
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't go there because for the simple reason, others are going to call off. That's an obvious thing. That happens. You know, people call off. Some work weekends, some work during the week. If you're there, say, for instance, 3 days and you got the same person there, then you know when you see her, you can give her a tip. You know, now that third or fourth, that fourth day, she may not be there. She's going to work a minimum of 3 days.
So what happens on that fourth day?
You may not be there then.
Oh, I may not be there.
If you're there 3 to 5 days and you're going to stay there a week, say, for instance, a week, then you can, you know, have that tip added to your bill. But if you're only going to be there like 3 days stay, you know, over the weekend or something, obviously you may be seeing the same person that weekend. So you can see her face-to-face and say, I appreciate what you did for us. Here's a little something, you know, take home and get your kids some candy or something.
Oh, okay.
She will be very grateful because I know I have been very thankful to the people that tipped me, and I got good tips too.
All righty. So everybody out there, remember, and you heard this from Joyce, that you need to consider the maids, the people who keep your room spotless. You know, I have seen some of the rooms when they're opening up the rooms to clean the room. Some people leave those rooms. Oh, my goodness. How could they do that? And maybe they leave the rooms like that when they're at home. I have no clue. But if you're going to be, if you leave the room in such disarray, you know, pull out that extra 20 and, you know, and say thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
So now let's go on and talk about some other things about tipping. We talked about tipping on the cruise. And remember, you need to just, you know, read the information about tipping from your various cruise lines. Every cruise line does not have the same policy, but here is a standard for you to go by. You should have $2 per day for the waiter, for the assistant waiter, and if you have for the dining, your main waiter, you should account for $3.50 for that particular person per day. So that means seven times, you know, $3.50. And so that comes up to almost $25. And if they're doing exceptional work, you may want to give them $25 for their work at your table because they remember the type of wine you're drinking or they remember, you know, you like this. And by the second day, they know what your likes and wants are on the cruise ship.
Right.
And for the maitre d', you can tip them $3.50 per day. And, of course, the maitre d' makes sure that the ambiance is perfect for you. And the dining room manager, the person who, you know, makes sure that things are running smoothly as well, $1.50. Now, your room steward, you should leave about $3.50 per day. Now, remember, the room steward serves just as like the maid in a regular hotel. And here they're telling you how much to leave per day. And if we don't tell you how much to leave for the maid, you're not going to leave it. But for the room steward who's doing the same amount of work that the maid does in the hotel, they're telling you to leave $3.50 per day, okay? And then there are other people that work on the ship, like the bar waiters, the bellboys, and the deck stewards. You can just tip them according to the service that they render to you. Now, remember that we have these all-inclusive hotels. Now, with the all-inclusive hotels, remember that your gratuities are already taken care of in your one-time fee. So you don't have to remember, oh, do I have to remember to tip the maid? Do I have to remember to tip the bar tender? Do I have to tip the waiter? No, because it's forbidden that you give them cash or any extra, because they're going to be taken care of from what you've already paid up front. It's already built in to the price that you have for all-inclusive. All right. So remember to call in at 516-418-5740. And we have just a few more minutes left. And Joyce, do you have any other comments that you want to say about tipping?
No, I don't have anything more about tipping. Just make sure that you are making the person that is helping your stay make them feel welcome. That would be the only thing I would say. And don't forget to email us at thepowerofTraveling@gmail.com.
Here is maybe our final question for today. What do you do when you get bad service or unacceptable service? What do you do? How much do you tip that person if you get unacceptable service?
I think that should be for our next week, and I do have some suggestions on that.
Oh, you're gonna have our audience hanging for a whole week? Oh, you are horrible. Just horrible. So you know what, ladies and gentlemen out there in radio land, so think about what have you done to waiters, bellmen, servers, or valet people when they have bad attitudes, or they have just did awful things to you while you were in their presence. Do you tip them? Do you not tip them? What do you do? So, or if you decide to tip, how much do you tip them if they give you bad service? So we are going to leave you as a cliffhanger, like on Scandal. Oh my goodness, they leave you hanging to find out what the scandal is. And this is really scandalous when you get bad service at the airport, at the hotel, at the restaurant. Whoa. So this is what I want you to think about the bad service. Also next week, we are continuing with Back to the Basics of Traveling. And we're going to continue with bad service, but we're not from us. Believe me, we will not give you bad service, okay? But we're also going to talk about you're planning for that trip to go overseas. And you know, it's not the same travel that you had 20 years ago where you could go to some places without a passport. Now you need to have a passport or you have to have your visa. So we're going to talk about how to secure your passport and visas along with bad tipping. So this is Ann from My Joyous Travels and
Joyce with Joyce White Travel Agency.
And we will see you next week, or better still, you will hear us next week on The Power of Traveling. Have a wonderful, real good care of yourselves. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.